I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey there, awesome people. Asher Blake here, your daily dose of motivation and mental magic. Ever wake up feeling like you're carrying around a backpack full of yesterday's baggage? We've all been there, right? Holding onto grudges, replaying those what-ifs, letting anger and resentment fester. But here's the thing. That backpack is getting heavier by the day, dragging us down instead of lifting us up. Today, we're diving into something powerful. Practicing forgiveness and letting go. Because trust me, releasing that weight is like opening a window and letting in sunshine. It's a gift you give yourself, a chance to move forward with lightness and clarity. So, what's the deal with forgiveness? Is it about condoning bad behavior? Absolutely not. It's about recognizing that holding on to anger and hurt only hurts us in the long run. Think of it like this. We can choose to be prisoners of our past or authors of our future. Forgiveness isn't for them, it's for us. It sets us free from the chains of negativity, freeing up space for healing, growth, and genuine happiness. Here are five key takeaways that can help you navigate this powerful journey. First off, understand that forgiveness is a process, not an event. Don't expect to magically erase years of hurt overnight. It takes time, patience, and self-compassion. Be gentle with yourself, celebrate the small victories, and remember, progress over perfection is the name of the game. Secondly, forgiveness isn't about forgetting. You can absolutely forgive someone while acknowledging the pain they caused. Holding onto those memories doesn't have to be a source of suffering. It can become a valuable lesson, a reminder of your strength and resilience. Remember, you're not saying what happened was okay. You're simply choosing not to let it define you anymore. Thirdly, practice empathy. Try to see things from the other person's perspective. Not to justify their actions, but to understand their motivations, their struggles, their humanity. This doesn't mean excusing bad behavior, but it can help soften the edges of resentment and create space for compassion. Fourthly, let go of expectations. Forgiveness isn't about them changing or apologizing, it's about you choosing peace. It's about releasing the need to control outcomes and surrendering to the power of letting go. Finally, remember that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's an act of self-love, a commitment to your own well-being and happiness. Imagine finally shedding that heavy backpack. How much lighter would you feel? How much more energy would you have to pursue your dreams, build meaningful connections, and truly live life to the fullest? Let me tell you a story. A few years back, I had this friend who hurt me pretty badly. We were close, but their actions left me feeling betrayed and angry. For months, I held onto that resentment, replaying the events over and over in my head. It was like a record stuck on repeat, poisoning my happiness. Then one day, I realized that all that anger wasn't hurting them, it was hurting me. I was letting their actions define my life, trapping myself in a cycle of negativity. So, I took a deep breath and decided to forgive. It wasn't easy. There were tears, there was resistance, but slowly, gradually, the weight started to lift. It wasn't about condoning their behavior, it was about choosing peace for myself. And you know what? The freedom I felt was incredible. Remember, forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness. It's an act of courage, a commitment to your own growth and happiness. Don't let the past define your future. Choose to forgive, choose to let go, and step into the light with open arms. Now, I want you to take a moment to reflect. What are some things in your life that you need to forgive? Maybe it's someone who wronged you, or maybe it's yourself for past mistakes. Whatever it is, remember. Forgiveness starts with you. Take that first step today. You won't regret it. Join the conversation. Share this episode with a friend who needs to hear this message. Leave a review and let me know your thoughts. And don't forget to follow us for daily doses of motivation and mental magic. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.